Welcome to the Rising Republic. I am L. Douglas Hogan. Sorry I've been away for so long. Life sometimes takes many different directions. You don't know where you're going to go sometimes. Well, I have stood fast and I am still here. So I just want to thank everybody that has been patient and has waited. A lot of crazy things have happened out there in the world of conspiracy theory. And not just conspiracy theory, but I'll tell you what, some of the things I wrote in my Tyrant series, they are literally coming true. I almost can't believe it with my own ears, but it's happening, folks. It's literally happening. The CDC, viruses escaping, the United Nations, all these, the Agenda 21, which is now, I think, Agenda 31. It's all happening. Like, this stuff is coming real. You think you can't make it up, but you can literally see it coming. What, 10 years away, not even 10 years away? I wrote this stuff in 2015, 16, and 17, so not long ago, and it's literally coming to pass. It's coming true. The sanctity of your own body no longer matters, and people are gobbling up the Kool-Aid, they're drinking it up, and they're listening to people like Fauci and Biden and everybody else pushing these agendas to put vaccines into your body, even though science now shows, listen to me closely, science and the data literally proves this right now, that this vaccine does not provide immunity, it does not immunize you, and it does not stop or control the spread. It does neither one of those two things, yet they continue to call it a vaccine. Tell me, how does a vaccine not control and does not provide immunity and control the spread? It does not. All it does, it literally lessens the side effects if you survive. The least that can happen, you might get a flu-like symptom or soreness, like a flu shot to some people. But as our guest tonight will tell you, there are people who have taken this vaccine, and I'm quoting here because it is not, this is gene therapy. All this stuff is doing is it's fooling your body into creating these blood proteins that have spikes on them. It's literally manipulating your genes. It's changing your DNA, the structure that God created. It's altering it, and they're calling it a vaccine. No, people, vaccines provide immunity. Vaccines slow or stop the spread. This does neither one of those things. But yet they're pushing it down our throats, and they're making us do this stuff if you want to hold on to your job. If you want to buy, sell, trade, guess what? You can't do any of that stuff without a job. And what does Revelations chapter 13 and 17 teach us? That you can't buy, sell, or trade unless you have the mark. Do I think this is the mark of the beast? I do not. But do I think this is the groundwork? Absolutely, 100%. I am sold completely on it. And if you take this now, if you subject yourself, if you subjugate yourself to the government and put this stuff into your body, then when that does come, you will not be able to deny it because you've already given your right away to say no. This comes down to life and death. And not just in the physical, but in the spiritual. The decisions you make right now have long-lasting ramifications. Forget about your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. You no longer have that. As our caller tonight is going to let us know, there are literally places in the United States today that are requiring proof of vaccination. You're going to have to walk around with this little card, exposing your medical history to people. So much for your right to privacy. This is sickening. This is disgusting. This is Antichrist. Creating an entirely new DNA out of what God already created. They're not creating a new DNA. They are altering God's creation. This is exactly what the enemy of our soul does. He creates imitations. He creates and mimics things that belong to God, God's creation, God's kingdom. He has a mimic for virtually everything. And it's happening right now. It is literally happening right now. And we cannot be exposing ourselves to this. We cannot be allowing ourselves to do this. So they're just people. Look, you can't believe everything you're being told. People have become completely mindless out there. Completely mindless. Creating classes of people. The vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. Where does it end? You know, because it's not going to end. It will never end. Once it's happened, it will not stop. Do you think for a second that you're going to give up a freedom and they're going to just let you, that they're just not, just will give it back to you? When in history has a tyrannical person, a tyrannical leader, a tyrannical government ever taken rights from the people and given it back? Now that they require proof of vaccination in stores, in concerts, in air travel, at ball games and sporting events, at school events. Now that they are requiring this, this proof of vaccination, proof to go into stores, proof to go into restaurants, do you think they're going to give that back to you? Do you think it's just, it's so easily surrendered, do you think they're just going to hand it back to you? People, once you do this, there is no turning back. There has to be a line at which us as Americans lay down that line. We draw a line in the sand. We say, this will not be crossed. And to me, this is one of those lines. This cannot be crossed. Once that line has been crossed, it's over. Your right has been surrendered and it is forever gone. You cannot get it back. And so I don't want to waste any more time. I'm very passionate about this. My guest today, Crystal Dawn, I don't want to share, where she lives. I want to keep that private. I don't want to share, any her last name, for example. But this lady is a nurse, in the vicinity of where I live. And she is a very humble person. And she has been struggling with the side effects of being forced to take this vaccine and what this vaccine has done to her. A perfectly healthy young woman with years of nursing behind her, forced to take this vaccine after she objected many times, forced to take this vaccine, and now she's lost virtually everything. The only thing she has left and is hanging on by a thread is her life. She has four beautiful children that she's staying strong for. So without any further ado here, I'm going to call her. Her name is Crystal. I'm going to provide to you a bunch of information. You're going to enjoy this show. So please listen and be informed.
Hello.
Hey, Crystal. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. All right. Let me see here. Get your volume right. How's your day been?
It's been okay. How about yours?
I've been busy. I just mowed 7.5 acres of ground, so got me some vitamin D. Yep. Or vitamin sun, as I call it in the South here.
Yeah.
All right. How's my audio? Do I sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It might be hard to hear me, though, with this oxygen.
Okay. Now, just for, I'm recording, just so you know. And at any point, if there's anything that you feel uncomfortable talking about, let me know. And it won't make audio. And okay. Let me see here. So let's just start from the beginning. All right. You are a nurse, and you don't have to disclose where you work, but you are a registered nurse, correct?
I am a surgical tech.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more time.
Surgical tech.
Okay.
I work in the OR. Yes.
Okay. You work in the operation room. Okay. So you're familiar also with some like ethylene oxide, some of the stuff you've probably been hearing about that's coming up on the nose swabs of, it's also used on to sterilize medical equipment and surgical equipment. But now we find out that it's also in the nose swabs that we've been getting from China. Probably American made too. because it's what they use to sterilize equipment with, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I made a Facebook post about that recently, just kind of bringing awareness, and I was accused of like fear mongering. But this kind
of
stuff.
Of course, because everything is.
Yeah.
And when you're telling the truth.
Right. Exactly. So if you're trying to bring awareness of something that is true, especially when it's counterproductive to the narrative, you're going to be fact checked. You're going to be called a liar. You're going to be called a fear monger. And that's the case here. And I understand that this, you know, ethylene oxide is used to sterilize equipment, but it's not intended for long-term exposure. It's not intended for, you know, for repeated long-term chronic exposure and uses. Yeah. It's meant for a here a little, there a little during surgical operations when, you know, you're actually exposed to sterilized equipment.
Right. And it's put through a machine. So it's not like anyone's touching it.
Okay. So I'm not, unless you want your full name exposed, we're just going to call you Crystal. Is that fine?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfectly and fine. We won't talk about the names of your children. Those won't be brought up, but you have, how many kids do you have?
I have four.
You have four children. So, okay. I work in a maximum security mental health facility in Southern Illinois. And, I have friends, that go to school with, I'll call them, they're kind of like my stepkids or they're my girlfriend's children that go to school with your kids. And that's how I came to knowledge of you. And we talked about that on the phone because we have communicated back and forth a little bit on text messages. And we've even talked to each other on cell phones, just get to know each other a little bit. And I found out that you were actually an objector to the COVID-19 vaccine, but because of where you work, they were mandating it, they were requiring it. And against your objection, they went ahead and mandated you anyway. So you went ahead and followed through on the mandate, correct?
Correct. It was either I take the vaccine or we're locked out.
Okay.
And I've been there for a little over 4 years and I'm the sole provider for my kids. So in my heart, I felt I either had to do this or how am I supposed to take care of my children?
I'm in the same exact boat.
I'm sorry.
I'm in the same exact boat. I mean, my kids are grown, but I have 23 years locked in with the state of Illinois where I work. Mm-hmm. And now King JB is saying that you have to take this vaccine. Now, there's a lot of unions in Illinois. I fall underneath AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. And that union is still fighting. I shouldn't say fight. It's not really a fight with them because up north, they're in league with the governor because of the political alliance that is there between, has always been for years with that particular union and Democratic governors. Not to get off on politics or we don't get off into the weeds, but it's a lot of unions in Illinois, and some of them are in alliance with him, and some of them are not fighting at all. They're just kind of giving him what he wants so they can continue to get things for him as a governor. And there's others who are more to the right, some conservative leaning, that are fighting for the rights of American people, and especially, you know, those of us in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. I mean, everyone knew where I stood on this vaccine. I was not comfortable with it. I did not feel safe about it. I did not want this in my body.
And you made that aware, right? So what did they do? They come up with a form or something for you how did they get it from you? Was it verbal or in writing?
Oh, no, it was a come out in an email.
Okay, so every nurse has, everybody that works here.
Everyone that works for this company that I work for received the email that you are to have it by a certain date. If you do not, you are given a level 3, which is the highest level you can get before you're fired. You have until, I think it was 5 days after that date to have the vaccine, or they were going to consider you voluntarily resigning.
Was there anything? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Was there anything that you were allowed to put into writing? Say, I'm not voluntarily resigning. I am, in fact, a conscientious objector, whether it would be religious or medical, whatever their excuse was.
A lot of people filed a religious exempt, and everyone's was denied. There was no reasoning, nor was there a way to appeal.
So this is my argument as a free-thinking American. I want to know what clergyman is assigned to tell us as individual Americans what our sincere religious beliefs are.
Exactly. Exactly. Or your medical freedom. Mm-hmm. It's everything is being taken away and nobody's even realizing what is happening, I feel.
I think so. I have a lot of friends. They're doing this, and they all have very different reasons. And I don't, if you want to do it, fine. My objection exactly. to it is if they're mandating it and you feel pressure to do it, and you do it because you're under pressure to do it or because your job is being threatened, you do it anyway, we got a problem now. I have a problem with it only if we are being forced into it. If it's a mandate, mm-hmm. then, because this is the equivalent of medical rape.
Yes.
They're
yes.
pushing themselves and their stuff into our bodies. You go ahead.
Yes, I have told everyone, if you feel like this is what you need to do to feel safe for you and your family, I support you 100%.
Yes.
If that is what makes them feel happy and comfortable. But where is my right to feel happy and comfortable for myself? And if this vaccine is so wonderful, then why are they concerned if I have it? If it's protecting you, it doesn't matter if I have it. I should be the one scared, not you.
Right. And now, as we get farther and farther into this, we know now, and this is medical and scientific. We know now that it does not even stop the spread, nor does it immunize us from the virus. So, what is its purpose? It is now, because we're creating classes, another group, two more classes of people: the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. So now we have
and
the unvaccinated.
At my employer, it's also almost discrimination also, mm-hmm. because those who are vaccinated get a special sticker for their badge. Those of us who were unvaccinated had to wear an N95 mask, another mask over it, plus these huge goggles that look like we're going swimming.
Yeah.
And that was to show, and I have proof of it, but that is to show who can come around us and who shouldn't come around us.
That's disgusting.
I can tell you it is. It's discrimination because you know what? First of all, that's violating our HIPAA rights. Mm-hmm. Second of all, if you came into surgery, you don't have to tell us if you have AIDS or hepatitis
or the flu
or anything. Yes, that is your right to keep that to yourself. But yet you're going to expose us to everyone like that by giving a special sticker so people know who they can talk to and who they cannot talk to.
It's almost like Nazi Germany. Remember, we weren't there to remember it, but the history books, it started off like this where, you know, if you know somebody who's not compliant, report them to us and we'll deal with it, you know, and then you got the Gestapo, you know, so everybody's nervous to talk and to say anything, because even your own family, a member of your own household could be a member of the Gestapo, you know. You do have no idea who's reporting back to Hitler or to Governor Pritzker or Biden in this case, you know. And they continue to push this and divide us into classes. Next thing you know, the unvaccinated are being subjugated and the freedoms are being given to those who are obeying, essentially.
I mean, I've had anesthesia doctors tell me just to go get it so we can get back to normal. And I would tell them, I'm not going to put this in my body just to get back to normal. You guys are what is creating the unnormal.
Yes.
And I said, if you got it, I'm happy for you. You made that personal decision on your own. Decision, I don't want it.
Me either. And I had just told somebody that this is like, if ever, you know, I wrote a book called Oath Takers. In my book, Oath Takers, I talked briefly, I touched on it, about what is that line. Every individual patriot is going to have a line where they're going to say, I cannot and I will not obey. You know, because mm-hmm. we've been sitting around for years and our rights have been slowly being ebbed away, regulated away, and we just kind of lullabied into the state of, well, you don't need that right, you don't need that right, you know, we're falling asleep. But I said in this, in my book, I'm like, at what line, what's the line going to be? And to me, it's the government telling me what I can and cannot put into my very own body. Because once they have that right over me, what goes into my body, what's to say that at what, for the greater good, for example, that I have to be
especially
vaccinated?
Especially when it's experimental, it's not even a legit vaccine.
Right. What if they tell you, well, because the world is overpopulated, now you have to be receive a vasectomy. You know, say a guy has to get a vasectomy, or you got to get your tubes tied, you know, for the sake of the overpopulation of the earth. Mm-hmm. You know, at what point it will not end. If they can tell you now this is going to your body, whether you like it or not, then, and I've talked about this before, I do seriously believe that, and this is not, in my opinion, wading off to the weeds, because the Bible in Revelation chapter 13 talks about the mark of the beast, and it talks about people not be able to buy, sell, or trade unless they have this mark. Okay, this is the groundwork for that. They are now telling us that we can't go and fly. We can't go into stores. We can't go to baseball games and concerts unless we have this.
Oh, I completely 100% agree that this is the groundwork to bring in that, the mark.
So I hear something in the background. What am I hearing? Like a breathing machine or something?
That is my oxygen machine.
Okay. So since I'm hearing that, I'm not complaining about it. It's a great segue into my next question is, so you were perfectly healthy before you were pressured into taking this vaccine. Tell me what happened after the vaccine. Tell me your story.
On 8/23, I received the Moderna vaccine. Later on that evening, my heart rate was really, really high, and I felt like my heart was beating out of my chest. Well, I just thought maybe it was my anxiety because I was really upset getting this vaccine. I cried the whole way there to get it, and I cried the whole night. So, and when they gave it to me, I didn't feel a thing. I thought, well, okay, maybe I'm going to be okay. This wasn't so bad. Like I said, that evening, my heart rate was real high. I woke up the next morning because I had a funeral. And I thought I had a real bad headache. But other than that, I was like, okay, well, if this is the worst, then maybe I'm going to be okay. So I get ready and I go to the funeral and I'm standing at the graveside. And it feels like somebody just came up and literally stabbed me in the bones with a machete, and it was my whole body. And my mom can't walk real well, and she was leaning on me, and I said, Mommy, you're gonna be able to lean on me because I literally cannot hold us both up right now. And she's like, why is your body all red? And I said, I don't know. So after the graveside was over, I took her home, and I came home, and I was extremely ill. Very ill. I had a horrible body ache, headache. And I will say also that morning, my lymph nodes were extremely swollen. But I just thought, you know, okay, that's normal. And I had real bad fatigue. So I came home and I went to bed. On 8/25, I was supposed to work. I did not work. I called in that day. I was still sick. I went back to work the following day. And I was having severe shortness of breath. I was having really bad chest pains, but again, I chalked it up to anxiety, and plus I wasn't feeling good already, and mind you, when you're not vaccinated, I'm wearing a big N95 mask and another mask over it with my goggles. So if you've ever worn an N95, I don't know if you have, but those are very thick. So when you have that on with it, plus another mask over it, it's very hard to breathe. Mm-hmm. So I worked and I would come home every night and I'm like, man, I can't breathe. I'm short of breath. My chest is hurting. My body's still hurting. I feel like I've been hit by a bus. And I just kept leaving everything up to anxiety. That's what I kept telling myself. Well, on 8:30, I found myself in the emergency room. I was working, but I had gone to the ER because the chest pains were unbearable and the shortness of breath was getting worse. That was when I was told that I have pericarditis, and all my lymph nodes were extremely swollen. Like one of them under my left arm, my sentinel node was the size of a tennis ball.
What was?
One of my lymph nodes under my armpit.
Okay. Your left armpit or right armpit?
My left.
Okay.
And that was the arm I received my vaccine in. So I just, you know, imagine that. So I was told I had pericarditis, and they gave me, told me to go home, take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen 3 times a day. So that's what I did. And I was getting, I've been getting worse and worse. I now cannot maintain my heart rate or my oxygen. My heart rate goes either into the 40s or the high 200s. My O2 will just bottom out from underneath me. I've had studies done where they make me do 6-minute walks, and my heart rate will go sky high, and then my O2 will tank into the 60s, and then they have to sit me down and get the oxygen going. So that's why I'm on oxygen 24/7. I have to see a cardiologist for my heart. I've had to wear a heart monitor. I am also seeing a pulmonologist because they cannot figure out what's happening with my lungs. I have left arm weakness, numbness in that arm. My hand is messed up. It's weak and numb. And in my pinky finger and my ring finger on my left hand, I have absolutely no strength at all. Like, those fingers are, they do weird things, and they will, my hand will shake, spasms. I have Bell's palsy on the left side of my face now, but my whole face is numb. Like, I've just left the dentist's office, and they cannot explain to me. They said Bell's palsy normally doesn't go on both sides of the face. So when I was at the pulmonologist, she said that I have nerve damage from this vaccine, and every doctor has confirmed this is vaccine related. And they do not know if their exact words to me was, this is uncharted territory.
Of course it is.
They don't know how to fix it. They don't have a clue. The heart doctor has changed my medication to colchicine. I can't tell a difference. My chest still hurts all the time. I can't sleep laying flat. If I do, I will wake up coughing, and I cannot breathe at all. And my chest hurts horrible. I'm not the person I was before this vaccine. It's literally ruined my life.
I understand that you're also taking physical therapy.
I am, for my left arm.
Okay.
Yes.
Which we know, because the doctors are telling you this for sure, that this is all vaccine-related illnesses. So this Absolutely. Injection you had in your left arm, you had a swollen lymph node, you said the size of a golf ball. You have numbness in your left arm.
It was the size of a tennis ball.
Tennis ball. Okay. Well, hopefully I wrote the wrong note down here. That's yep. big.
Yep. It was huge. Like, I couldn't even wear a bra.
Couldn't even what?
I could not even wear a bra.
Because you couldn't get it over the size, right?
Correct, because it was so swollen and hurting so bad.
And this is also because it's swollen. Has the lymph node swollen? It's gone down?
A little bit. It's probably the size of a golf ball now. It's probably where you got the golf ball from. Mm-hmm. But they're still swollen. I have them swollen all over my body.
Has the numbness improved at all in your left arm?
No. No. And it has not improved in my face either. And the Bell's palsy has not gotten any better.
Which I assume is all related. The Bell's palsy, it's sagging. Is your face sagging at all on the left side?
It is on the left side, yes.
Besides the numbness?
And I'm sorry?
Besides the numbness. So it's also, you got the numbness in addition to the sagging.
Correct. My smile is completely sideways. My face hangs down. I look like I've had a stroke. Okay. In the right side. But the right side of my face doesn't look right either. And I don't know if it's from the numbness or what, but
And because the doctors don't know what to do, because we already know this is an experimental drug. I don't care what they say. Mm-hmm. I don't care if the FDA approves it, because they're just an arm, a branch of the government. Like, it's not a branch, mm-hmm. but an arm of the government, like the CDC, you know, they could all tell you it's okay. It's FDA approved and all this other stuff. It's still a test drug because there is no long-term study or effects to back up the safeness of this. And so you, hon, are a guinea pig. No offense. We all are.
No, I am. I'm the study.
Right.
How do we fix it? We got to figure out how to fix it.
So,
and they don't know.
No. And this is sad because I know a lot of people who have gotten this, and the best case scenario is they get some soreness, but, mm-hmm. but they tell you off the bat, you might experience some flu like symptoms.
Correct.
Which in my opinion, you know, I mean, anything that's going to make you ill with an injection shouldn't, I mean, you should be warned of that and, you know, give an option to back out of it, because mm-hmm. Doctors and medical, well, doctors specifically, they take the Hippocratic Oath and they are sworn mm-hmm. to cause no harm.
Yes.
And here they are pushing this thing, knowing full well that it may very well make you sick at a minimum, mm-hmm. flu-like symptoms. Yep. And they have yep. no idea whatsoever if you're going to have increased heart rates, headaches, bone pains, redness, body aches, lymph node swellings, fatigues.
They don't know what's going to happen to you. That's why you have to sit there for so long after this vaccine is given to you to see how you are to leave.
Because they do that right there, even where I work, you know. Okay, so the governor he comes out and he keeps pushing the deadline back because I know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He knows he has no constitutional grounds to enforce something into the, you know, an American's body, but he keeps putting out these mandates. You're going to be terminated. And these mm-hmm. leaks, these email leaks keep happening with these forms in them with exemptions and stuff, and people are filling them out, you know, and it's sad to me that I'm hearing people's religious exemptions being denied. Mm-hmm. Now, I can understand if, you know, you have headaches all the time and you submit a form that says, I have headaches all the time. This might increase my headaches. They say, well, that's not good enough. But for example, myself, I have thickened heart. My walls of my heart are thickened because mm-hmm. of a medicine I took a long time ago to decrease pituitary cysts in my brain. Mm-hmm. If I get pericarditis like you have, I could have a cardiac arrest and die with thickened heart walls already.
Correct.
And here they're pushing this, not knowing if it will kill me or not. And
because
that's disgusting.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Because they're getting so much money for every person that gets this vaccine. It all comes down to the mighty dollar.
Somebody is. And I haven't been able to verify if the federal government's, you know, if the state may be getting kickbacks from the government.
The government is paying the state.
So not only are they producing it off the tax dollar, of course, but they're also mm-hmm. paying out money to state governors to push this poison.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling it a poison because that is out of you called it this, correct? A poison. You've encouraged me several times. Do not put this poison in your body.
Yes. Yes. And anyone who reaches out to me, because I have shared my story on Facebook it's not for sympathy or anything like that. It is to try and help people avoid what has happened to me.
Because you didn't know this was going to happen to you.
No. I don't want to see anyone suffer like I am suffering. I have no income. Like, I've always been a person that takes care of my family.
So they made you do this and they're not paying you for it because you're out because of it.
Not right now. Yep, not right now. I'm not being paid. I have a GoFundMe page, which I've never had in my life. I've never asked for help. I've always been, I've got this. And I am in big trouble right now. And all I can hear is it's uncharted territory.
Okay. Yeah. This is a bad, and it's not just, you know, you're just one story. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of voices out there who aren't being heard. And there's people that don't even get to talk because there's numbers mm-hmm. of people that are dying from this, and mm-hmm. and the COVID deaths are not even being reported in most cases.
No, they're not. And if, say, okay, you are not considered fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your second vaccine.
Right. I know you're going with this. So you could die after the first injection and they can say, well, he wasn't vaccinated, so the vaccine didn't kill him.
Exactly. Exactly. If I died tomorrow from my symptoms, I'm considered not vaccinated.
Well, we don't want you to die, Crystal. In fact, why don't you, and I'm going to plug you, your GoFundMe page. And for the record, Crystal did not ask. She did not reach out to me and contact me. I reached out to Crystal. I saw her story. I reached out to Crystal. She's a very humble person. She has not asked for any help, but she has this, that people started for her GoFundMe page. And I'm going to ask you right now, Crystal, what is your GoFundMe page? Tell me how to reach out to it.
You can go to my Facebook and find it. I don't really know. My cousin started it.
Okay.
And that it'd be under Crystal Dawn on Facebook.
Okay. Crystal Dawn, D-A-W-N. Okay. Crystal, yes, is common spelling, like the rock, a crystal. C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. Dawn, D-A-W-N. Now, don't change your profile picture on us. Explain your profile picture so if multiple Crystal Dawns come up in people's areas, they know what to look for.
Well, my profile picture is myself sitting next with a deer, and the frame says, I would rather crap in my hands and clap than take your vaccine.
I love it. I love it. What color is the frame?
It's blue.
Blue frame. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, I didn't put my story out on there to get sympathy or anyone to feel sorry for me. I did it because I do not want, I've had a lot of people reach out to me and tell me, thank you. You saved me from getting this. I've been on the edge. I didn't know whether I need to do it or not. And you saved me. You've helped me make my choice. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Mm-hmm. I want to make that clear. Mm-hmm. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. My kids are all vaccinated, but I'm not going to put an experimental poison into my children's body, and I didn't want it in my body.
Very well said. I'm also not an anti-vaxxer. I've got all kinds of vaccines coursing through my body. I joined the military knowing I would get shot up with all kinds of stuff. I was in the Marines from 92 to 96. They loaded me up, got me global ready. All right, I got tons of stuff in me. And I got a lot of flu vaccines through the years too, but there came a time in my life when I'm like, I could see where this was going. I could see where this was going a long time ago. And I started taking a stand against this, and I started saying no, because every time I got a shot from the flu vaccine, I would get sick. And I'm like, there's something not right about this. And I'm not saying the flu vaccines, I'm not telling people not to get the flu vaccine. I'm saying it was making me sick every single time I took it. And the point of getting a flu vaccine is to make you not get sick. And here it was making me sick. And I decided to stop because I felt something nefarious was going on.
Yes. And I just want to point out also that I worked through the pandemic and I never had COVID. My son, my middle son, he's 19. He had COVID. We all quarantined together in the same house. I took care of him. Nobody else in my home got it. Only him.
Right. And you were a hero a year ago working through this.
Exactly. Exactly.
The signs were up still everywhere working to our through heroes. It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, except you're not getting paid for it.
Exactly. I can't go somewhere else. And I know people can say, well, why didn't you just go work somewhere else? I have time invested here. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy for me to just go out and get another job to take care of my kids, making what I'm making there. I'm just saying I cannot go make what I'm making in a hospital somewhere else. I've worked my way up to what I'm making.
How long have you been a nurse, Crystal?
I have been a total of 12 years.
12 years. Okay.
And I've worked myself up to the hospital that I'm in. I'm head of every gynae doctor we have. Head of service. And if something goes wrong, I'm in trouble for that. Like, it's my job to make sure everything is right for their procedures. I I teach all of our students that come in there. I love teaching. I've been asked to come be a speaker at the college. I can't right now because obviously I can't talk for long and I can't walk very far. If I do, my oxygen drops and my heart rate goes up. Even on full oxygen, my oxygen still drops. My life is from a month ago to today. I never would have seen myself pulling around an oxygen tank. Never. or struggling to breathe or humiliated to go out in public because my face is messed up and I'm pulling around oxygen. My daughter carries it for me. She pushes me around in a wheelchair when we go places. And it makes me sad for her. It's just everything that has happened did not have to happen to me. And nobody can tell me if I'm going to be okay. Nobody can tell me how to fix me. It's uncharted territory. They don't know.
It could have all been avoided if they would have respected your sanctity, the sanctity of your body, yes, and your choice over your own body.
And I know a lot of people are afraid to speak out. And that's why I did also, because we need to be heard. All of us that are fighting to not have this poison put in our body, we need to be heard. Like, and when you feel forced, because it's either that or you don't feed your children, I had to do what I had to do for my babies. That's what a mom does. You take care of your kids. And to tell you the truth, I cry a lot because now I don't know, am I going to be here tomorrow? No one can tell me. No one can tell me why I can't breathe. No one can tell me why my heart's crazy and why my heart and lungs can't work together. No one can answer any of my questions. When I try to turn my eyes to look out my corner of my left eye, I have no vision. No one can tell me why. All they say is it's vaccine related. It is listed on my allergies from my doctors. Moderna is on there. It's listed as an allergy. I am not to receive the second vaccine. I have put in a medical exemption to my employer, which I have not heard back from yet, because they want you fully vaccinated. I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen to me. And it was all because I was forced into doing something I did not want to do, that I felt was wrong. And now I don't know what my life holds day to day. Honestly, I'm scared to wake up each day because I'm afraid of what could possibly happen, or is there going to be something new?
Sure, you're probably frightened to even go to bed. You mentioned that you can't lay down flat.
It's hard to sleep. I either have to prop myself completely up on pillows or I sleep in a recliner. And you don't sleep well because you're afraid. I'm afraid to sleep. And if my oxygen falls off, then my oxygen drops. I'm afraid to sleep. This is a very scary situation. And, you know, and until you're in this situation, don't judge somebody.
Right.
Don't judge another person, because I will be the first to tell you, you don't want this to happen to anyone. And I've had family that has passed away from COVID, so I don't want anybody to tell me, well, you haven't had anyone die from COVID, you don't know what that feels like. I do. But I've also had family that's had COVID and they're fine.
Yeah, I had COVID back July of last year, and I have natural antibodies, and the science is showing that people who have recovered naturally have 13%, times more immunity from the COVID than those who have been vaccinated.
Here's the thing. If you wear a mask everywhere you go, you are breaking your immune system down.
Yes. I was talking to somebody today about our kids sitting in the schools. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be, their immune system is going to be weak when they are adults.
Yes. And that is why when flu season hits, we're going to have sick people, because one, their immunity is down. Two, if you've had the vaccine, you're not safe from anything. And three, everyone's going to be spreading everything. But it's all the unvaccinated that are doing it. It's not. If you're considered fully vaccinated and you have COVID, you don't have to quarantine.
Yeah, and they're also offering, like the Illinois, J.B. Pritzker is offering, you know, if you get COVID, if you've been vaccinated and you get COVID, he'll pay your 10 days off for isolation. But if you haven't, mm-hmm. then you're not going to. Tell me then, what's the point in getting vaccinated if you can still get it? This makes no sense.
No, and here's the thing, okay? Say you're my patient and you come in and you're COVID positive. Jane that I'm working with is fully vaccinated. I'm unvaccinated. She has to wear the exact same PPE I'm wearing to save herself from catching COVID, but she's fully vaccinated.
It's brainlessness. So
it makes no sense.
Crystal,
but they can walk, but unvaccinated, but the vaccinated can walk around the hospital perfectly fine with just a little mask on. But the unvaccinated, you have to walk around with this stuff on your face at all times.
And some new studies I'm showing coming out, I want to say out of Massachusetts. They're showing, I guess there were several hundred people that were being monitored. I want to say it's Massachusetts. I could be mistaken. But they're saying 75% of the vaccinated people are spreading it. No, my numbers are wrong. The people who have been vaccinated are spreading it 75 times more than the people who have been unvaccinated. So and to me, it's like there's no science backing that this is working. It's just the opposite. No. And so I want to ask you this question.
Yep.
What is it in your mind? You know, you feel free to give me any kind of diatribe, anything you want to, explaining in your own opinion, what is it that has gaslit or brainwashed these people into thinking that this is the right thing to do, that this is actually going to help us in some way?
Because they have put fear into every single person with COVID. You don't hear about the flu anymore. You don't hear about regular pneumonia anymore. It's COVID pneumonia. You don't hear about anybody dying from cancer. It was COVID. They have put the fear in everyone that if you get this, it's a death sentence. And I think that is why so many people are running out and getting this, because they, especially the older people, you know, and they get it in their head, if I get this, I'm going to be safe. You're not safe. I've had an elderly man that I used to work out with at the gym, fully vaccinated. This man could work out better than anybody. And he was older. I'm talking like, I think he may have been high 80s, early 90s. He may have been 90. But he got COVID, passed away. He was fully vaccinated.
Jeez.
I know people, this vaccine does not save your life. They may tell you this. It does not. I know a lot of people that have had it, fully vaccinated, that have had COVID. Their symptoms, they say, are worse. I don't know. I've never had COVID. I'm put in the situation I'm in right now, being forced to take a vaccine that is worthless. And it has torn my body apart. I cannot exercise. I cannot walk far. I cannot do anything. I have to try to watch what I eat, because I can't do anything to try to not gain weight. I'm losing my muscles. I feel myself getting weaker every single day. It has brought me, even mentally, like just crying all the time and worry of what is tomorrow going to bring. When you look in the mirror and your face is messed up, that's not me. That's not the person. Like, I'm a strong person. I've always considered myself a strong person. Right now, I feel so useless, because I can do nothing. And this was not me a month ago.
Have you been able to file for any kind of other, like unemployment?
No, I have filed workman's comp. I have not heard anything back on my workman's comp. I'm waiting to hear something from that. I pay into short-term disability through my employer, and I was told if I wanted to take my short-term disability until my workman's comp came in, then I could not file workman's comp. Because if I take short-term disability, I am taking the blame.
See, and the only blame that should be had here is the government, because the government made this happen to you. It's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
This is on them, and they're doing this not just to you, but to thousands of people, and
yes.
And there's no one to blame. They say, "Well, we're indemnified. You can't sue us. We're not liable."
I know of another person in our area that's very, very sick and she had the Pfizer, and I have a friend that works at Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, who is very, very ill, and she has been since December.
Okay.
And she is not getting any answers either. It's all uncharted territory.
Okay. And I think I said to you before when we spoke before that if you could reach out to those individuals that and get us in touch if you can. I reached out to you, but you could be the first domino, you know, in a long line of voices that could be put on with my platform.
Yes. And that's why I came forward and shared my story, which is how you seen it, because I don't want any person, especially a single mother, worried about taking care of her children or even being alive tomorrow for her child to do this. And money's not worth this, guys. There is no amount of money worth what I'm going through.
Wow. All right. Well, let me say that I know my heart goes out to you, and I'm certainly going to be praying for you, and I'm going to share this GoFundMe page, which I'm staring at right now. I'm looking into your eyes. You got breathing tubes in. I guess you're wearing right now because you have labored breathing, and you've been very strong to talk to me for 45 minutes. But I do see strength in your eyes, but also see like you're tired, and you don't have any control of this. You just can't take medicine and make it go away. They took something away from you. You know, they took away your youth, your health.
Everything.
Yes. Your job.
My pride, my self-esteem. But yeah, my finances. I mean, everything. Like I said, when my cousin picked that picture and shared it, I cried because that does not look like the same girl. And I have a picture I shared of comparison of 30 days apart on my Facebook. And I'm sure you can find it.
I will.
And that's not the same person. I'm not the same person.
I'm definitely going to link your Facebook page to this podcast. For those that are just might have not heard the first part of this podcast, you can look up Crystal Dawn on Facebook. She has a blue frame around her photo. Her profile picture. And if you go to, let me see if I can backtrack it here, see if I can find, if you go to it's Crystal Dawn. If you go to Crystal Dawn's Facebook and go down to this date, it would be September 27th now. As I'm looking at it, it was 9 hours ago. There's a link to Crystal's GoFundMe, and I'm sure she's going to post this or somebody's going to post this every once in a while so it stays to the top. Hun, I would also recommend that maybe you pin it to the top so it'll be easier to find and just it'll stay on the top of your page.
Okay.
And I'm going to link this. I'm going to share this. I'm going to copy the link. I'm going to put it wherever I can. I'm also going to donate. I'm going to encourage my listeners to go to your GoFundMe page and to donate. And it's been 45 minutes, Crystal. I'm really sorry for what's happened to you, and I'm really angry with the government for what's happened to you. And we want to plead with everybody, do not let them make you put this poison in you, because keeping your job is, your health is more important. And
It is. If I could go back to that day, I would go work 2 full-time jobs. I would go to Walmart. I don't care where I had to go before I put this in my body. And now, you know, I love what I do. I love my career. I can never see myself doing anything else. But now I don't know if I'll ever be able to work again. I don't know if I'll lose this oxygen tank. I may have it forever. Do not. I'm just begging. I'm begging everyone. Do not listen to the peer pressure of others. Do not listen to people make you feel bad because you do not have this. Do not let them tell you you're spreading COVID. You're not. We are not the problem. Stick to your heart. Follow your heart. If your heart says do not get this, do not do this. If you're on the fence, please, you can reach out to me. Send me a message. I will talk to you. I'll answer any questions I can. I don't want to see another person suffer like I am suffering.
Okay. Great, great last words, Crystal. Great last words. I was going to ask you for what your closing thoughts, and you did perfect. I'm going to leave it there. Please stay on the line. I'm going to mute your mic just for a minute. I'm going to close this out, and I'm going to ask you to stay on the line. I'll reach out. I need to talk to you for a minute right after after I stop recording. Sure. 1 second. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today on the Rising Room Public. That was Crystal Dawn. Make sure that you stop by her Facebook page and give her a follow, give her a friend request, give her some support. Go to her GoFundMe page and light it up, folks. Light it up. I'm L. Douglas Hogan, and this has been the Rising Room Public. Thank you for joining.